This is VOA News. Via remote, I've cleared the way for the trial Zoom executing federal death inmates for the first time in nearly two decades. The high court said it would not review a ruling by a federal appeals court that greenlighted the planned executions of four death row inmates. Lawyers for the four inmates argued that the federal lethal injection protocol must comply with standards used in the states where they were sentenced. A federal court agreed with the prisoners, but in April, the Federal Appeals Court for the District of Columbia reversed the decision. The high court's decision means that unless another court intervenes, four inmates, all convicted of murdering children, will be put to death at a federal prison in Indiana beginning on July 13th. Liberal Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor disagreed with the decision, saying they would have heard the challenge. The United States is ending exports to Hong Kong of defense equipment and dual-use technologies that originate in the United States, citing national security purposes. Monday's announcement comes as China moves forward with passing a national security law on Hong Kong. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement Monday, the United States is forced to take this action to protect U.S. national security. We can no longer distinguish between the export of controlled items to Hong Kong and to mainland China. China's top lawmaking body is expected to pass a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong on Tuesday, a move that many critics and ordinary Hong Kong residents fear will empower the Chinese Communist Party to tighten its control and threaten the unique status of Hong Kong's of the most free city on Chinese soil. You're listening to VOA News. The global death COVID-19 passed 504,000 on Monday. In the United States, Florida, Texas, California.